And things could get worse for those furloughed. The Trump administration told lawmakers today some federal workers in jobs not aligned with the president's priorities could be permanently fired starting in the next day or two.
Let's be honest. If this thing drags on for another few days or, God forbid, another few weeks, we are going to have to lay people off.
So, Caitlin, all that being said, do we have any sense of where this is going? What happens next here?
Well, there is a small group of bipartisan senators who have been talking today about some of the policy proposals. So that's a little bit of progress, but don't hold your breath, because tomorrow the Senate won't even be here. They will observe Yom Kippur. They won't return until Friday. So we won't see a vote on this until at least Friday afternoon. And I should note that while those furloughed employees are working with deferred pay, members of Congress will still receive paychecks during a shutdown.
Caitlin, there have been shutdowns for the last 40 or so years. The White House is reacting differently, though, to this one.
That's right. The administration said today that they are canceling climate change funding for about 16 blue states. They also said they're going to pause about $18 billion in infrastructure projects set to be in place in New York City, which happens to be the place of the hometowns of the two Democratic leaders in Congress.
Playing hardball.